Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Eddie's Boy, a Butcher's Boy novel, by Thomas Perry, read by Michael Kramer. 1. Michael Schaefer had not killed anyone in years, and he was enraged at the fact that he'd had to do it again tonight. He drove the big black sedan along the deserted winding British lane toward the south under the lightless sky, keeping his speed near the limit of his ability to control the car. Strapped upright with the seat belt in the passenger seat beside him was a man with a small, neat bullet hole through the side of his head. In the rear seats, two more men with more pronounced firearm wounds were strapped upright. In the trunk of the car, he still thought trunk, even though everyone around him said boot, was another corpse that had bled profusely and was wrapped in a tarp. The sun would rise in a few hours, and he would have to be rid of this car and far away from it before then. He went over his memory of the way this had happened. It had started with a normal conversation with his wife Meg. Meg's family had kept a house near the Royal Crescent in Bath for a couple of centuries, and Bath was where she and Michael had met decades ago and still lived most of the year. Each spring she would pick a day when it was time for their retreat from Bath. One day a few weeks ago she'd had her laptop open on the big Regency desk in her study when he walked in. Meg had already checked what she called Migration Day, the end of the spring semester in the academic schedules of American universities. She usually began with the ones in and around Boston. During the winter, Boston held over 250,000 students, and each summer...